Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about knowing the authority. Second in line in our Knowing the Basics series, as we consider the authority that exists. And sometimes we think we have the authority. Sometimes we look at people as the authority. But in reality, the authority belongs to God. And any authority that we live with, any authority that we actually live under, exists under the authority of God. So we're going to be spending this week talking and praying about the authority of Jesus and how his authority impacts our life, or at least how it should. And we're going to begin with kind of the over-encompassing all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. In fact, we looked at this a couple weeks ago briefly when we were talking about the Great Commission. And Jesus telling us to make disciples as we go. And he could tell us that because Matthew 28, 18 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" Verse 19 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples." He kind of tells them that I have the authority to command you to do this. Because I have all authority. And when we understand this all-encompassing authority of Jesus in heaven and on earth, then it's pretty hard or difficult to honestly sneak out from under it and say, "Well, I didn't really think he was in charge of that." And I think it becomes difficult in our human flesh to desire to submit to authority, especially an authority that we can think we can get away with not submitting to. A friend of mine used to say a lot, they haven't and talk and teach about our acceptable level of disobedience. What in our mind we think we can get away with. I've said this before. I think one of the best illustrations of that is in our driving. The rectangular signs with the black numerals on them that say speed limit is just that, a limit to how fast you can legally go on that particular road. But we've come to accept or believe or insist on an acceptable level of disobedience that we make up based on experience, based on information that we may have, that if I'm only going 5 miles an hour over the posted speed limit, nobody's going to do anything about it. And so we disregard the authority behind the speed limit sign because, well, we're not afraid. And you know, we may say, well, 10 miles an hour over, they're not going to do anything about it. And the difficulty is that often just keeps creeping up. And when they do something about it, we're not very happy. And sometimes I believe we have a tendency to treat God's word in the same way. We use terms like a little white lie. God's word tells us to not lie. But a little lie's okay, right? They won't pull me over for that. God won't be too upset with just a little lie. A little greed, a little pride, a little lust, a little envy. Now, murder, of course, it's hard to have a little murder, so God's definitely against that. And we kind of diminish his authority in our life because we want to set the rules ourselves. Now, the great news about God, and the same thing that typically happens on the roadways, is he's a God of mercy and compassion. Not willing that any would perish, and so he gives us second and third and 479th chances to repent, to start new. The warnings come. Sometimes they're verbal warnings from his word. We hear him and we say, I shouldn't be doing this. Sometimes they're quote-unquote written warnings, consequence in our life that kind of wakes us up and says, yeah, I really shouldn't do this. But there comes a day, the Bible says that it's been appointed once for man to die, and after that comes the judgment. And it's important to realize before that time this truth that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. His desire that we do not lie is just as strong as his desire that we do not murder. His desire for us is that we become holy just as he is holy. We can't do it on our own. We know that. And so the great news, I mean, we often look at the negative side or the side that's more difficult, the authority of Jesus to judge, to, and we'll talk about that later this week, the authority of him to set the rules. But within this, all authority in heaven on earth is the authority of him to forgive, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to make us holy just as he is holy. The things that we need that we can't do on our own. And so we live with all authority being granted to Jesus. Now we may have some level of authority in our home. We may have some level of authority at our workplace, at our school, in our community. And we ought to use those levels of authority wisely, but always with a recognition that we're not the ultimate authority. That belongs to Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to know your word and your commands, your instructions for our life, but also to know and to be made clear that Jesus is in charge, that you've granted him all authority in heaven and on earth. And it's our responsibility to submit to that authority. Your word tells us that there will be a day that every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is in fact in charge. He's Lord. And it's to our benefit to do that willingly, to do that daily, to live a life that expresses that. And so, God, help us today to pay more attention to those verbal warnings, the warnings of your word, those written warnings, the consequences of sin that ought to be getting our attention. Father, that we would avoid the conviction, the judgment, that we would repent, that we would be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, not only who has the authority to set the rules and enforce the rules, but has the authority to forgive us because he's chosen to pay the penalty. And so, God, as we live today, may we live, even in our practice of our levels of authority, may we live under the authority of Jesus. And in our daily life, may our words and our actions and our thoughts continually lift up Jesus as the one in charge of us. And Father, as we lift up him, may many be drawn to you. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.